Did you know Israel has never fully defined its borders? Most countries have maps showing exactly where their sovereignty begins and where it ends, but Israel doesn't. Israel's borders with Egypt and Jordan were first set as armistice lines after the 1948 Arab-Israeli War, then formalized through peace treaties in 1979 and 1994. But its borders with Lebanon, Syria, Gaza, and the West Bank remain undefined and unrecognized. Even within Israel itself, no official map shows agreed-upon national boundaries. That ambiguity isn't a mistake, because as long as Israel's borders are not set in stone, they can keep expanding. This is the story of a borderless project, the Zionist vision of Greater Israel and what it means not just for Palestinians, but for the entire region. For more than a century, Zionist leaders have pushed for the establishment of Greater Israel, a state of Israel that would stretch far beyond the territory it controls today. In the late 1800s, well before Israel was established, early Zionist leaders convened to debate their visions for a Jewish state. First, there's Theodor Herzl, a Zionist founder from Vienna who's often called the father of modern Zionism. He envisioned the borders of this future Jewish state running all the way from the Euphrates in Iraq to the Nile in Egypt. Then there's Russian-born Zev Jabotinsky, the ideological forebear of Netanyahu's Likud party. He imagined Israeli sovereignty on both sides of the Jordan River. In 1947, Zionist leaders accepted the UN partition plan that proposed dividing Palestine into two separate states, one Palestinian and the other Jewish. But it was a tactical move. David Ben-Gurion, Israel's first prime minister, made clear that this was just a first step toward eventually gaining control of all of what he envisioned as Greater Israel. His strategy was to secure international recognition for part of the land first, then build military power to take the rest by force. And that's exactly what happened. In 1948, Israel expanded far beyond the UN partition lines during the Nakba, when Zionist militias violently expelled over 750,000 Palestinians from their homes and destroyed or depopulated over 400 Palestinian towns and villages. In 1967, Israel seized the West Bank, Gaza, the Golan Heights, and the Sinai. It only eventually returned the Sinai to Egypt after Egyptian forces retook the territory during the War of 1973. Ever since then, Israel has continued expanding its territory throughout the West Bank by establishing facts on the ground, settlements, outposts, and military zones that have proven impossible to reverse despite being illegal under international law. The population of Israeli settlers in the West Bank and East Jerusalem has skyrocketed from just a couple thousand in 1967 to over 800,000 today, with the past year seeing the largest expansion of Israeli settlements to date. For a long time, despite Israel's gradual expansion, most Israeli leaders distanced themselves from Greater Israel proclamations, at least publicly, as to not provoke neighboring Arab countries they sought to normalize relations with. But more radical settler groups like Gush Emunim, a messianic settler movement founded in the 1970s, never abandoned the Greater Israel vision and continue to tie the expansion of Israeli settlement to religious destiny. Their efforts helped fuel the rapidly growing settler movement we see entrenching its control in the West Bank as we speak.
This is the promise of God to the patriarchs of the Jewish nation. It's 3,000 kilometers. It's almost as big as the Sahara Desert.
So this is the biblical Israel. Yes. Can I call it? Yeah. So, which countries are these?
And which country? Don't mention.
And today, Greater Israel can no longer be disregarded as a fringe idea. Israel's current government is considered to be the most far-right in Israeli history, led by extremist ministers like Itamar Ben-Gvir and Bezalel Smotrich, who are making territorial expansion a core component in their political platforms. Even Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has begun openly embracing it, recently calling the project a historic and spiritual mission. It's a statement with huge implications, not just for Palestinians, but for the whole region. Israeli soldiers have been spotted wearing Greater Israel patches as they commit genocide in Gaza, and Israeli leaders are calling for the ethnic cleansing of Gaza's entire population to be replaced by Israeli settlers. Some Israelis have gone as far as openly invoking Nazi Germany's Lebensraum doctrine, land conquest for living space, to push for settlement expansion into areas Israel's occupying in southern Lebanon and Syria. In the West Bank, Israel's government recently approved construction of new settlements that would effectively divide the West Bank in two and prevent the establishment of a contiguous, viable future Palestinian state. Because Israel has never officially defined all of its borders, each war, land grab, and bombing campaign has the potential to redraw the map of Israeli control in the long term. Each new fact on the ground inches Israel closer to its ultimate goal of returning Greater Israel into a reality. And each time the world averts its gaze and lets Israel get away with violating its neighbor's sovereignty, Israel's leaders get more emboldened. History shows us that expansionist powers won't stop unless they're forced to.